the Booze Diabolik Podcast, here to indulge you in a session of the devil's music. So sit back, relax, and take it all in. After all, it has been said that the devil has the best tunes.
Welcome to the Blues Diabolik Podcast, right here on Radio Free Satan. In this session, we celebrate the classic movie The Blues Brothers. This 1980 cult film was directed by John Landis and starred John Belushi as Jake Blues, with Dan Aykroyd playing the part of his brother, Elwood Blues. It's a fast-moving comedy, combining brilliant humour with a soundtrack that has become a legend in its own right. The story tells of two brothers recently reunited following time in prison, who embark on a mission to save the orphanage that was their childhood home and which faces imminent closure. To do that, the brothers decide to get the band back together, go out on the road, and raise the money. The soundtrack album from the movie is a classic. However, for this session, the vast majority of the tunes will be the original recordings. So without further ado, let's dive into this great movie. Here's Taj Mahal with She Caught the Katie.
Thank you.
The creation of the Blues Brothers dates back to 1978, when Belushi and Aykroyd created the fabulous Blues Brothers Show Band and Review. As well as live performances, they also appeared on Saturday Night Live, and this led to the idea of a movie. Aykroyd developed the script alongside director John Landis, and after a fair share of production drama, the movie was released on the 20th of June 1980, grossing over $115 million worldwide. But for blues lovers, it was the music that caught the imagination and also spawned a number of tribute bands across the globe. I was in one myself in the UK. We were called the Barney Blues Band and played to enthusiastic audiences all over the country in the late 80s. And it is back to the music we go now. Here's the Five Dutones with Shake a Tail Feather.
Yeah. here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, 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 hidey. She loved him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hide, 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 hide,
hide, hide, hide.
About the King of Sweden, he gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of coal and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hi, 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 hi. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1 million times. Hide, 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 hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide, hide.
Cab Calloway with Minnie the Moocher, and before that was the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, with Think. That version from the original album Aretha Now, which was released in 1968. The Blues Brothers Band in the movie was a collection of top musicians that recorded all the songs on the soundtrack. There were some really big names in there, such as Steve Cropper, known as the Colonel, Matt Guitar Murphy, Steve Jordan, Willie Two Big Hall, Donald Duck Dunn, as well as a brass section consisting of Tom Bones Malone, Blue Lou Marini, and Mr. Fabulous himself, Alan Rubin. Can't get much better than that for a big blues band, I reckon. On with the music now. Here's the closing track from the film, the original version of Jailhouse Rock from the one and only Elvis Presley.
Swing. You should have heard those knocked out jailbirds sing. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock. Everybody in the old cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock. Spider Murphy played his tenor saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. The drummer boy from Illinois would crash, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple. Alone.
Johnson there with Sweet Home Chicago. Hope you're enjoying this session all about the Blues Brothers. Taking a quick break now and we'll be right back after this.
Satan Spleen. Satanic Talk with Church of Satan Magister Bill M.
Well, it's not Satan worship, it's Satanism. It's embracing the life-enriching things which have traditionally been given the devil's name. Pride, lust, earthly success, rational self-interest, atheism, humor, nonconformity, science, a passion for living, being selective about whom we love. We don't see these as shameful sins, but empowering ideals. And we also recognize the psychological power and fun of symbolism and aesthetics, so we utilize Satan as mythology's most fitting mascot for what we're about.
Listen to Satan Splain. Learn more at satansplain.com.
You're listening to the Blues Diabolic Podcast right here on Radio Free Satan. I'm your host, Fat Max, and please feel free to drop me a line. The email is bluesdiabolic@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page, Blues Diabolic, which has all the latest updates from the show. Feel free to follow and check out what's going on. The Blues Brothers movie also had some great cameos from blues greats. My favourite was John Lee Hooker, who played the part of Street Slim, performing to the crowd on a busy street. Here is the version of Boom Boom from the movie itself. Enjoy!
Boom, 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 boom. how, how, how. Walked and walked and talked that talk and whisper in my ear, tell me that you love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. But when you talk like that, I can't take it like that. How, 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 how.
seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you call this understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand
you. Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back no more.
Oh, now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to...
Ray Charles there with Hit the Road, Jack. He played the part of the music store owner, Ray, who hired the gear out to Jake Elwood and the boys. And before him was Cold Sweat from James Brown. He played a preacher in the movie, Reverend Cleophas James. It's a fantastic name. Well, that's it for now. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I make a point of watching the movie every year on the anniversary of its release. And if you've never seen it, then I really do encourage you to indulge yourself in this classic masterpiece. I'll leave you now with the soundtrack version of probably the best known and certainly widely requested song from the film. This is the Blues Brothers Band with Everybody Needs Somebody. Take care, hail the blues, and hail Satan.
One, two, three, four.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show. And remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do to live, thrive, and survive, there's still some things that make us all the same. You, me, them.
thank you for listening to the Blues Diabolique Podcast. For comments, suggestions, or requests, email me at bluesdiabolique@gmail.com. And remember, the devil has the best tunes.